Music lives in Ocean County, New Jersey, where, as WRTI's Meredy Duddleston reports, the Garden State Philharmonic opens its arms to longtime and future classical music listeners.
The Garden State Philharmonic has been around since the mid-50s, but its evolution from community to professional orchestra came 12 years ago when artistic director Anthony LaGruth took over. Now, anywhere from 36 to around 60 musicians perform under a conductor who makes a passionate case for reforming classical stereotypes.
I think we try to make it fun at the Garden State Philharmonic. There is an image of classical music and the maestro that exists in pop culture that is not conducive to people who are being exposed to it for the first time, to make it feel like it's something they want to do, that they want to participate in, that there's this barrier, that it's snooty, that it's aloof, that it's too serious.
Snooty and aloof, no. LaGruth says serious, yes, sometimes.
That doesn't mean that we can't find ways to make the entire experience more enjoyable for the newly initiated to classical music, and to break down this stodgy image. And it's got to be more than just the fact that we don't wear tails anymore on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
Think classical concerts in novel places, smaller sites, a nightclub, for example, at times when people are around. What about building a market for single ticket sales and bridging the gap between groups with entirely different frames of reference? And the Garden State Philharmonic begins its 13th season under Anthony LaGruth.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.